Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast. I'm Katie Pigden, the editor of the publication. Thank you very much for joining us for the latest instalment of our weekend essay series. I'm delighted to introduce you to one of the newer members of our team, Lois Vallely, who recently joined as chief reporter. For this weekend essay, she will be looking at, will the B Corp movement catch on in financial services? Now, if you're not sure what the term B Corp means, you will soon find out. I hope you find it interesting. Enjoy.
I first heard about the B Corp movement from the CEO of Innocent Drinks when he invited me to an event called Be Inspired in October 2019. The event was put on by B Lab, the not-for-profit organisation which started the movement. It was billed as a meeting of sustainably minded business people to explore the rapidly changing role of business in society and celebrate the businesses that are redefining their contribution to our shared prosperity. Double the expected number of people attended. The event certainly did its job. It inspired me. I've always been interested in issues to do with environmental health and sustainability more widely. So I did some research and found B Corp was a movement primed for takeoff in the consumer goods industry at the time. I had numerous conversations with food and drink businesses which were either certified or at different stages of the process, and they all told me the same thing. It's the most rigorous process and robust accreditation in the environment, social and governance space, and it's 100% worth pursuing. Recently, I was contacted by chartered financial planning firm First Wealth, which was first accredited in August last year, to ask whether the topic was something I'd be interested in covering. This reminded me I was a sustainabilophile, and as well as inventing a new word I can barely pronounce, I thought I'd look into whether the B Corp movement was gaining traction in financial services. To start with, I spoke to First Wealth's managing director, Anthony Villis, who was very much of the opinion that it would. I sent out a journal request on Twitter and LinkedIn, which received a somewhat muted response. One press officer said they'd had to look up what B Corp was. Another said they hadn't heard back from their clients, so assumed it wasn't on the radar. Replies did begin to trickle in, but the near silence on the topic told me it wasn't something that was on many finance businesses' immediate radar. I joined Money Marketing almost a month ago, and I have been surprised by how few times the issue of climate change and sustainability has been brought up during my conversations with industry players, certainly not to the same extent as I've been used to in previous sectors I've written about, such as energy and water and food and drink. Financial services isn't a sector which springs to mind when one mentions climate change, as there are other industries considered far more polluting. The World Resources Institute says energy consumption is by far the biggest source of human-caused greenhouse gas emissions, responsible for an eye-watering 73% worldwide. It lists the other top sectors as agriculture, 12%, land use and forestry, 6.5%, industrial processes at 5.6%, and waste at 3.2%. Of course, investment spans all these industries, so the notion that finance is a low-polluting sector is utterly ridiculous. The cliché is true. Money makes the world go round. But it does also have the potential to stop it going round. There's a responsibility for finance beyond just divesting and trying to make sure investments are placed with less dirty companies. The sector can play a starring role in channeling investments into things that will help with the transition away from fossil fuels, like the development of sustainable technology. Deloitte published a report earlier in June looking at the opportunities for the financial sector presented by climate change. It suggested that, until now, taxpayers have borne most of the risk associated with transitioning to clean energy and energy-efficient solutions. But in the future, the private sector will need to play a significantly bigger role. The firm insisted the deployment of solutions to combat climate-related challenges will largely depend on the financial service industry's willingness and ability to address key funding gaps. ESG and sustainability is beginning to creep up the agenda for investors. Recent research by Lion Trust, for example, found 73% of discretionary fund managers and advisors said the proportion of their clients investing sustainably had risen over 12 months, up from 59% in November 2019. And anecdotally, advisors and fund managers I've spoken said their clients are increasingly asking about sustainable funds. Now is the perfect time, then, for companies across the finance sector to consider becoming B Corp accredited. The B Corp scheme is about more than environmental protection. Those accredited must strive to be a force for good by making a legal commitment to put people and planet at the same level as profit. This sentiment has never been more important. If businesses are to have any hope of meeting the 2015 Paris Agreement to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees, and preferably to 1.5 degrees C compared with pre-industrial levels, collective action will be needed from individuals, businesses and governments alike. And B Corp is one way to prove to the outside world that your business is doing something. But more than that, it's a way for your business to do things better. At the 25th annual UN Climate Change Conference, otherwise known as COP25, in December 2019, about 500 B Corps from around the world publicly committed to accelerate the reduction of their greenhouse gas emissions to reach a 1.5 degree trajectory leading to net zero by the year 2030. This is 20 years ahead of the 2050 target set in the Paris Agreement. In the UK, there are 38 B Corp certified financial firms listed on a website, 15 wealth management firms. A couple more I know of are either going through the process of accreditation or are waiting to hear whether they've been successful. And there are more in other countries, such as the US, I'm told. In total, there are almost 4,000 B Corp certified across 74 countries, a number which is growing every day. Most of these are small to medium-sized, ethically focused businesses, which see it as a way of showing the good they're already doing. But many believe the movement is prime for a boom, just as it was in consumer goods 2 years ago. Chris Frogner, co-founder of insurance intermediary Arma Karma, believes the financial industry is in a strong position to be a force for good. I would be surprised if we didn't see more entities making the commitment to become B Corp certified, he tells me. It's a rigorous journey, and rightly so, and no doubt it's easier to work the B Corp standards into your operations from day one, as we have done. But many larger organisations have now appointed roles which focus solely on CSR. The next logical step is to aim for a B Corp certification to instill trust within customers and create value where it really counts. The advantages of becoming B Corp certified, then, extend far beyond feeling good about being more environmentally friendly. The assessment looks at five key areas: governance, workers, community, environment, and customers. Many of the organisations I spoke to said it was a great way to get your house in order. Even just completing the initial questionnaire gives businesses a good idea of where they are doing well and where they could improve. Going through the entire process gets a company to look in detail at every aspect of the business through an ESG lens. In its report, Deloitte looks at some of the traits which will define climate-centred financial firms in the future. The top trait is climate-infused governance and corporate strategy, which means firms will need to incorporate climate considerations into every strategic decision. One thing a B Corp assessment does well is that it gets boards to amend their legal governing documents to require them to balance profit and purpose. The financial services industry is not the most trusted of industries, to put it mildly. So anything that can build trust in and improve the perception of individual companies has to be a good thing. The rigorousness of the process means it's nigh on impossible to greenwash. It's not a Mickey Mouse certification, says Jeannie Boyle, a chartered financial planner and ethical investment specialist at EQ Investors. The process really puts you through your paces. EQ Investors is one of the companies which founded the B Corp movement in the UK and was first accredited in August 2015. It's just gone through the process of recertification recently. Every time businesses recertify, the bar is raised to make sure they are always improving and to avoid complacency. One of the big benefits of the movement is the sense of community. I felt it the first time I attended the Be Inspired event, and it continued to shine through in every conversation I've had with both food and drink and financial services business leaders. B Corps are always talking to each other, and they are keen to help others follow in their footsteps on the road to gaining accreditation. Every B Corp I have spoken to has said that since becoming accredited, interest in the business has increased, not just from customers, but from potential employees as well. This shows people want to work for businesses which treat their staff well, unsurprisingly, and are seen to be doing good. Of course, B Corp will not solve all the world's problems. Matthew Ayres, Director of Client Services at Ethical Screening, suggests it works better for medium to small to medium surprised. Of course, B Corp will not solve all the world's problems. Matthew Ayres, Director of Client Services at especially those which have started up with ethical intentions to begin with. However, he warns, I'm not sure it will have the same appeal for larger, for example, stock market listed investment firms, so I don't see great take up there. Admittedly, there is more of a risk that bigger companies will experience resistance from shareholders, although large financial institutions have done it in other countries, so it's clearly possible. Swiss wealth manager Lombard Odier, for example, which looks after 259 billion Swiss francs worth, which is around 200 billion pounds worth of client total assets, gained accreditation in March 2019. The firm says it believes sustainability is the largest investment opportunity in history, and B Corp recognition is another milestone in its journey to act as both a profitable and a purposeful business. It could also be difficult for micro businesses to gain accreditation, as they may not have the time or resources to go through all the paperwork. It says on the B Corp website the questionnaire takes 2 hours, but one company founder told me it took them a year to go through the process of accreditation, and I know it's taken others even longer. As well as it being more suitable suitable for those in the middle, there is also the fact that no accreditation scheme is perfect. This was highlighted recently when BrewDog, a certified B Corp, was harangued in an open letter from ex-staff for its rotten culture and years of vanity projects which undermine its mission to save the planet. In a LinkedIn article responding to the letter, founder James Watt admitted, "In the hard and fast environment of high growth, I have all too often neglected many important people elements of our business, not very B Corp. But those few minor points aside, B Corp is a great starting point for businesses wanting to improve their ESG credentials and genuinely do some good. It is something I hope more financial services companies will at least look at as we strive for a cleaner, more inclusive world."
Thank you, Lois, for a very interesting and informative piece. We would love to know what you think. Will the B Corp movement catch on in financial services? Are you part of the movement already? Get in touch with us and let us know your experience so far. Don't forget, if you want to catch all our latest podcast episodes, you can follow us on Apple, Podbean, Spotify, or you can access them directly from moneymarketing.co.uk, where you can also sign up for our newsletter if you haven't done so already. Don't forget to give us a like and follow as well on Twitter and LinkedIn. Until next time, goodbye.